Crunch Time is brought to you by Lay's Potato Chips, the official salty snack of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's edition of Lay's Calicook presents Crunch Time. My special guest is none other than safety Walter Thurman. So, Walt, I like sports, and I know you're a movie aficionado. You have a film production business on the side. So, what is your dream project? What would be the one movie that, if you can make any movie in the world, what would it be?
It would have to be an original movie. I can probably see something like an early Western style type of film.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What would be the inspiration behind that?
I'm just a big fan of history and stuff like that. So, I mean, I think that would be the biggest inspiration. The authenticity of the situation and not having it just fluffed up.
So, if there's a movie that's going to be told about your story years from now, who is the actor that you'd want to play in it?
That's a good question. just off the top of my head, I'll just go Michael B. Jordan.
Okay. Yep. Is there a movie that maybe doesn't get the acclaim that you say is an outstanding piece that more people should watch and know about? Outside of your work, of course.
I'm a big fan of Reservoir Dogs.
Okay.
Quentin Tarantino's first film. I think it's just an interesting crime caper film, but you never really see the actual heist committed, and so it's just a good tale of friendship, loyalty, and betrayal. You know.
So, what are some of the projects that you're working on right now? There's a documentary in the works about the OJ. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. So it's the life of Eddie LaVert, and also he's in the process of coming out with a new album. So he's 72 years old and he's still performing, going on tour. He was just out here in Philly last week with Gladys Knight, and you know, for being that age, he has so much energy. You know, so much, the show is so, you know, it's so youthful. Even though he's at that age in his career, but it's almost inspiring to see somebody still has that passion for doing something that they love to do.
So how important is it, because you have a foundation off the field that brings the arts to youth, to maintain that in children and to be able to instill their creative side? Because it seems like nowadays you look at schools and a lot of people try to take that out of the school budgets and programs and things of that nature. How important is it to keep it in schools?
Yeah, I think it is. It's very important. You know, you're talking about a whole entertainment space of jobs, you know, being for people to be creative, to maximize their potential. And also within that is to be able to seek higher education. You know, that's another aspect of what the foundation represents. You know, it's just to lead the kids to alternative methods than what they're naturally accustomed to, and that that they can have fun doing it.
Do you ever have to act on the football field? Whether it's when you're disguising a blitz, trying to trick a receiver in terms of which coverage you're doing?
Most definitely. I mean, when we're talking about disguising and playing those mind games with the quarterback, you know, you are acting. You know, you're acting like you're going to play one coverage and you're out there playing another coverage. So, I mean, it's not as intense, you know, as movie acting, but, you know, it's still an aspect to where you do have to play games.
All right, last question for you. We'll get back to more action on the football field. Biggest key to a win this Sunday against the Dolphins?
Playing team football, you know, playing team defense, playing together, playing team offense, and playing team special teams. You know, so I mean, it's just one of those things where we have to play for one another, be sound in our technique, and be disciplined in everything that we do.
Walter Thurman, my special guest on this week's edition of Lay's Calico presents Crunch Time. I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.